You were so funny. I still can't believe I'm on a date with you right now. Even if you did end up at this dimly lit nightmare of a hipster bar. What's that? No, I thought the drinks all tasted pretty good, even if they did cost $14 each. Hey, can I tell you something? In case I forget later, I had a great time tonight with you. I know we haven't worked together that long, but I have had a crush on you the whole time, dude. You really thought I didn't like you? Oh my God. I must be even worse at flirting than I thought. How are you so much better at everything than I am, even hitting on people? Seriously though, how could I be not into you? I mean, come on. Even that other girl who is up for your promotion clearly thinks you're hot, even though she obviously hates your guts. And I'm like 99% sure she's a lesbian. You're crazy handsome, wicked smart. Your body is upsettingly perfect. I could go on, but I don't want to sound like a total psycho on our first date. Anyways, I'm super glad you asked me to come back to your place. I'm one of those horribly nosy people who always wants to snoop around and look in the cabinets and shit. Sorry, bad joke. But I do need to use the bathroom as soon as possible. Oh, good. This is you? Ah. Easy there, champ. Ask before touch. Besides, I told you I had to go to the bathroom. Dude, I'm not kidding. Oh, fuck it. Let me stop being coy. Pretense is for losers. Go to the bedroom and get ready. I'm going to handle my business in the bathroom real quick and then I'll be right there. Tiger. Oh, you like it with the lights on? That's perfect, actually. Can I put my purse on your nightstand? Depending on how things go, I might need a thing or two inside if you catch my drift. And I like to keep it within eyesight at all times. Safety first, right? Speaking of safety, do you have a condom? I want to fuck you and all, but I'm not exactly trying to go home pregnant. Magnums? Oh. God, what have I gotten myself into? Let me see what you're working with. Shit. No offense, but I don't know if I can do this. Look, I didn't want to tell you, but I'm a virgin, okay? A technical one, at least. I have done other stuff, but I've never had sex with a guy, okay? That's why I was nervous all night, and now that monstrous cock is making me rethink all my decisions tonight. Give me a minute here. Okay, you still want to have sex with me, right? We can make this work. I really need to do this. Don't kiss me on the mouth. Just kiss me my neck and play with my pussy instead. That really gets me going. Yeah, that feels really good actually. Oh yeah, use your whole fucking hand on my pussy. Rub me through my jeans. Fuck, this is good. Bite my neck a little now. Oh, there we go. Yes, I like it kind of rough, don't you? Hey, I didn't give you permission to take my pants off. No, not so fast, dude. Oh, damn. The way your fingers feel, though, on my pussy. Your hands feel so different. Oh fuck. You didn't say you were going to stick them inside me. I know I'm wet, but I'm not used to getting finger fucked like this. Ah, shit. Are you using 3 goddamn fingers? I can feel myself stretching. This doesn't feel good. Slow down, please. Please slow down. Ah, you are hurting me. Stop. Please stop. I changed my mind. I don't want to do this anymore. Oh, thank you. Fuck, I was starting to get scared there for a second. Did you not hear me say stop? What? What are you doing? Why are you taking your pants off? Please, I said I didn't want to do this. Please don't. Don't get on top of me. No! Listen to me, please. No means no. You know this shit. It's basic consent. I can't fight with you. Not when you are so much stronger than me. No! No, please. I don't want this. I should have just said no from the beginning. Please, this hurts me so much. Your cock is so goddamn gigantic, and I have never been penetrated by a man before. What? Yes, fine. You were right. I'm not a real virgin. I've had sex with other women before, okay? But that's different. It's so soft and nice. Not like this at all. This is so wrong. Please stop. Please, I don't want your fucking mammoth dick inside of me. I don't want this. Please. Please stop this. Please stop. No, I don't want this. I said I changed my mind. Please, no more. You stopped? Please, just get your enormous cock out of me. It hurts so much. Please. Are you listening to me? I said, please, asshole. Looks like the special ingredient you were able to taste in your last drink at the bar kicked in. Thank fuck. You complete piece of shit. What part of ask before touch do you not understand? I said no, stop, and don't at least a dozen times each. I'm so fucking glad that I have concrete proof of just how gross you are. That's right, asshole. Why do you think I was careful to put my purse right next to the bed? Wave to the camera, big boy. Oh, that's right. You can't move. I knew I needed you dazed and confused tonight. Seems like the drugs are finally doing their job. My plan was to seduce you and get footage of us fooling around so I could blackmail you. But you had to go and make things much, much worse for yourself. You just couldn't help but be as disgusting as fucking possible. So I have footage of you raping me on video with that abnormality you call a dick, uploading live to the cloud. And at this point, extortion hardly feels like enough punishment for trash like you. You are not exactly in a position to judge the morality of my actions in this situation after what you did. You know, this is kind of hot. In an empowering way, yelling right in your face, your helpless body completely at my mercy, since you're drugged right now. I can admit, it did feel good when your hands were rubbing my pussy over my pants, when you touched me with my permission. That's why I was wet, scumbag, because I was still being respected like a fucking human being. Now, why the actual fuck is that useless farm horse of yours still hot? Is that an unfortunate side effect of the drugs? Or are you actually turned on right now? Do you like being told how incredibly revolting I find you? How much you make me want to fucking vomit? You can't seriously be getting aroused by the girl you just raped telling you just how disgusted you and your disaster of a dick make her feel. Oh my god, you're repulsive. Holy shit, you actually like this? You absolute slime. You know what? I could use a fucking orgasm after the fucked up shit you just did to me. And I think you could use a taste of your own medicine for once. The difference between us, you predatory pig, is that I know you want this. Oh, and the new power I have over you, I suppose. Now I can ruin your life from this moment until the day you die with a single click, a single file transfer. I'm going to get on top of you now and use you for my pleasure. Let me pull my pants up first. I don't want your horrible cock anywhere near my cunt again without several layers of protection. I hope your ridiculous dick gets friction burns from the denim while I get off. Let that be a reminder that I don't give a single solitary fuck about you. Yes. Finally, this feels fucking good. Grinding my pussy onto your oversized package through my ruined jeans. That's right. Give it to me. I'd be willing to bet your overachieving ass has ever faced any serious consequences for your shitty behavior before. Have you? God, you make me sick. Don't look at me when I'm using you. Close your eyes if you have to. You are nothing to me. Nothing but a hard surface to grind on. Don't fucking move. You're my sex toy, a fucking human dildo. You are nothing, you hear me? Yes, let someone else use you for once. It feels so fucking good to use you like the mediocre tool you are. That's right, whimper for me. I know how much you want to come. Too fucking bad, it's my turn, fuck boy. I'm coming all over you through my jeans. Oh yeah. Congratulations, you gigantic prick. Apparently, your terrible personality wasn't as much of a deterrent to my orgasm as I had thought. I never told you why I wanted to blackmail you, did I? That's a juicy detail I don't mind sharing at this point. This is the part I want you to remember. Regardless of our personal feelings towards each other after tonight, I like knowing I'm going to have power over you, should I ever need it. If the mood strikes me, there's no end to the humiliating things I could make you do. You know how I mentioned the promotion you're going for earlier? You need to walk away from that opportunity. The other person up for the job is my girlfriend, and she's going to be the one who gets it. I did all of this for her. She's actually been watching the feed from the camera in my purse the whole time. She probably wants you dead right about now. But that's what love is all about. Sacrifice. Being willing to put someone else first. Life's not about using your gargantuan dick to get what you want without regard for anyone else, you fucking monster. I hope you wake up confused with a sore cock and nothing but questions where your memories should be. My girlfriend and I are going to lay in bed together tomorrow morning and laugh at the mental picture of you feeling so scared and alone. And if you ever need help remembering this conversation, don't worry. We'll just send you an anonymous little video clip to remind you just how fucking vile you really are. Just for the record, I will never be sorry for this. You deserved every single bit of what you got. Sweet dreams, dirtbag. Mwah.